Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astral Mind 2012. I am your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and looking forward to another great night of Astral Mind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd just like to talk a little bit about the deprogramming and the kind of technologies that we've come across. Let's start off first with the emotional code. Do you want to share that a little bit with our audience?
Yes, this will be interesting. Now, we learned about these emotion codes, and they were found by a Dr. Bradley Nelson. And he's located in that area. He says with this emotion code that we have a lot of stuck emotions, and you know, the walls in our body and there,
right?
You know, that presents a lot of, you know, health problems and stuff. But what
right.
He says is he has a chart that will identify what these emotions are, and if you use this chart, you know, and go in and you're able to clear that. It's almost, you know, similar to the, you know, deprogramming, because you're identifying that and then clearing it and then putting new, you know, information into that area. And, you know, this could be done within minutes. You know, a lot of people think that it takes, you know, a long time, but we've seen quick results. What's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, we know that everything is mind over matter. We know that we're governed by emotion, because we're, you know, that's our planet as humans.
Mm-hmm.
We're all ruled by emotions, that we all need water to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Can we deprogram the water? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
They've even have studies where you can mold shape water, and you can manifest water out of any way you want to mold it, just by our words and the way we think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can mold the water. We can change the molecules. We can change the DNA. And we can deprogram. And this is where I want to get into the deprogramming part. First, if we want to learn how to do magical things like being psychic, telekinesis, meditation, this is all part of the superconscious mind, we know as hypnotists.
Okay.
And we can go even further than the superconscious mind. We can go into the codons.
No.
And
okay.
The codons are a lot more advanced magic. When we get into codons, then you're able to do a lot of godly things. Some people would think that you're a demigod, you know.
Yeah.
So it's very, very powerful and potent stuff. And in order to do that, we have to learn how to deprogram ourselves. We know as from the research that we've done, we found out that this Ormus is a great deprogrammer. It's a great way how to manifest things. It's a great way how to project energy.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that it can create a lot of lucid dreaming. So it is a great deprogrammer. And we can also.
What else have you noticed with Orna?
With Ormus?
I mean, with the Ormus, I mean.
Well, I've noticed more strength. I've noticed more focus. I've noticed that it can manifest Inker at a faster rate. Yes, you are able to do more magical things. You'll reach to a greater level of understanding how to deprogram yourself by getting out all the junk in your head. It's not about getting better. It's about what it is. It's about deprogramming your DNA. It's a great deprogrammer. It's like putting a disk inside of your computer and you're starting over. It's like defragging your computer, pretty much.
Wow.
You're cleaning it all out. You're cleaning out all the junk.
So would you say that the brain, would that be like the hard drive?
I would say the brain is the hard drive, yes.
Wow. That's interesting. And why is there a left and a right brain?
Well, the left-right brain is, we have the conscious mind, which is the 10%, and then we have the subconscious mind, which is the 90%, and then we have the superconscious mind, where we get into all the magical things. Now, when we get into the superconscious mind, we bypass the subconscious mind, we go up to higher levels, and those higher levels is what we call codons. As we get to the higher levels, we go, there's over 64 codons in the brain. If we can reach number 30, we're doing really well. If we can reach 80 or 90%, we can keep doing it. Now, we can deprogram ourselves to go up that level, but if we did, it would probably kill us because it would all be in our DNA, and our DNA wouldn't know how to handle it. Our body would tell us one thing, and our mind would tell us another. So we want to kind of go with, we want to take it at a slow speed that we can all take the programming, the deprogramming, because that's a lot of years of programming. You know, if you think of, if you were in the military or if you were a police officer or if you were a teacher or if you worked for the government for 27 years, you know, or 80 years, I don't know how many work, I don't know how long you worked for the government, but, you know, we want to take it at a slow rate. We don't want to rush people. We just want to kind of spoon feed people and just kind of take it at their pace, because we don't want to cause any kind of psychological problems or anything like that. So, is there anything you want to share with that, Roy?
That's interesting. Main thing is, you know, getting to that higher vibration.
Uh-huh.
You know, after, you know, 2012, you know, a lot of people were reading and hearing about, you know, this huge transformation, you know, that was going to happen.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are still, what I call, you know, they're still asleep.
Right.
But there is that percentage that, you know, have awakened and they're open to, you know, a lot of information, and I think, you know, with this Ormus, you know, this is old technology, but it's being brought forward into this, you know, into this time.
Right.
So I feel that it can, you know, help a lot of people, open up, you know, doors, you know, in our minds and in our mm-hmm. spirituality, and
mm-hmm.
so that we can manifest, you know, the things that we, you know, desire into our lives. People, you know, focus on what they don't have, but I think a lot of it is because they're not at that level of, you know, that vibrational level. What's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, again, everybody, You know, they all go at their own pace. We also want to go in and clean out all the trash first, just like a computer. You want to defrag everything. And then after we deprogram, we'll go in and start doing some magical things, you know, and start teaching people how to become more psychic, how to become more aware, how to realize what really is going on out there, and get a lot of people to awaken, to open up their third eye and awaken to everything that's going on. That's the bottom line. I mean, that's the real... It's not about mind manipulation. It's about going out and getting past the matrix, the programming. So that's what it's all about.
That's so interesting. We have any callers tonight?
Let's see. No callers right now.
Okay. Again, we want to welcome, you know, all our listeners out there to join in tonight, and we could, you know, do a free reading and, you know, whatever you might be going through, you know, we could help you with. So, you know, we've been doing this for a lot of years now, and we've had some excellent results over the years. Is there anything else you wanted to share, Trent?
Well, let's talk a little bit about what the deprogramming does and how it's helped people. What have you evaluated, Roy?
Well, I think it has people to, number one is to push the ego out of the way.
Uh-huh.
Because that's one of the things that prevents us from, you know, to be open to, you know, these energies or the technologies or even a new way of thinking.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, we know that the ego, you know, part of the conscious mind.
Right.
And the conscious mind is mainly there to protect us or protect the subconscious mind, because it questions everything, and it, you know, it could either go one way or it could go the other. It could either, you know, be good, or it could be, you know, it make it a lot harder for us to accept things. Main thing is we have to get past that and let go of it and allow, you know, these energies to come through. And what you're doing on that is...
Would you say that the programming is our ego?
I'd say yes, because, you know, once to follow the rules, you know, the laws that man, you know, had programmed, and ever since we were young, you know, we were programmed, whether it be by family or friends or someone, and it's something that we, you know, hold in our DNA, thinking that that's the right way.
Right.
And that's what prevents a lot of people from being successful. You know, and that's interesting, because I saw a poster online, and this is what it read. It says that when I came into this life, you know, I came in poor. But, you know, that wasn't my fault. But when I die, and if I die poor, then it is my fault.
Wow.
And what that tells me is that we hold ourselves back.
Wow.
A lot of people think, well, they've been programmed thinking, well, my mom and dad were poor, my grandma and grandpa was poor. See how that can be repeated.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of it has to do with the programming.
That's true.
And what's your feelings on that?
Well, I definitely believe that, Roy. I think a lot of it, if people can really see the benefits of deprogramming their DNA from 7 generations or 8 generations from their mother's and father's side, then I think that we could program them to do all kinds of different things once they break all that programming.
Oh, yeah.
That's
do you feel that the deprogramming can help people so that they can open up those quotas?
Absolutely, and that's the beginning. That's only the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, and but to do that, we have to take out the trash.
Yeah.
So that way nothing gets in the way. So we have to clean out all the viruses, all the trash out of our computer, and then we can program it to do what we want it to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can take them to the next level.
Yeah.
And that's where Ormus comes in. It works more effectively. It works more fast. You don't have to keep going through the codes. You don't have to keep going through the all the words and I can't or why I can't or the I am. You don't have to keep going through all that.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So where do you see things are happening for 2014?
Well, I think it's a good year for a lot of prosperity. That's what keeps coming to me. I think we're headed into a really bad crisis. I could tell you that much.
Yeah.
But this crisis is going to turn everything around into the good.
Right.
You know, we all have to walk through the fire in order to get to the other side. So I'm going to say eventually we will get to the other side. It's going to take a little time to walk through the fire.
Right.
But walking through the fire won't be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all going to feel the heat. We're all going to get burned. You know, and it's just not going to, it's going to be messy.
You know, when I'm getting, and you know, I get visions of that, what I'm getting, that, okay, we know that under the deepest part of hypnosis that you're able to walk through fire and not get burned.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of that is based on our beliefs.
A lot of it's our programming, yes.
Yeah, and a lot of it's the programming, because at a very young age, we were told that fire burns.
And that's the reason why I'm using fire as a terminology for, you know, you can't touch fire because it burns.
Main thing is, you know, what does fire do? Well, it produces heat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where a lot of people, once they feel the heat, then they want to get out of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen that.
Yeah.
Yep, they do. They want to get out of the kitchen because it's too hot.
Yeah, too hot.
Uh-huh.
And that's where a lot of people have been programmed.
You don't need somebody telling you how to live your life. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, watch me do it.
The main thing is, what are we facing and what are we, you know, where do we want to go, you know?
Mm-hmm. follow your own path and your direction.
Yeah. You know, and this is interesting. I just pulled a shadow card, and it's showing a picture of an appointment book.
Uh-huh.
And around it, it has the word manners. And then
uh-huh.
it says schedules in life, appointment with destiny. Number two would be hiding out and keeping busy, hidden agenda. Number three, facing an open page and disappointments. Number four, what's more comfortable, busy or blank?
Uh-huh.
And what I'm getting, from that card is one of the reasons that, people aren't very successful with their business is they're not making the efforts.
No, they're not. They're just talking.
Yeah.
They're just shooting their mouth off. They're just shooting their mouth
yeah.
off, and they're not taking action.
No.
We could sit around and bullshit all day long, but it won't get nothing accomplished.
No.
Action is what makes things work. You know, what makes things
like
happen.
Like I've always told you, empty seats don't make money.
No, it don't. You can have all the knowledge yeah. like Bruce Lee, but if you don't go out and use it, then what good is it?
All it is just something that sits in the drawer.
Something you put on a shelf, yeah.
Yeah.
And it collects dust.
And collects oh. dust.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what I'm getting more than any of, people want change and they have to show action.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all have to show actions and make effort.
Yeah.
But you don't want to waste your time. It's like Byron Katie said, your time is money, so.
Mm-hmm.
And your time is worth something.
Right. That's true.
I love the knowledge of what I'm learning. It's just that you don't want to... You don't want to waste your time.
No.
Because, time is money,
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going anywhere with it and you're never going to use it, then what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Your knowledge was never meant to make money with it in the first place.
No.
It was meant to take it with you, because that's the only
yep.
thing you'll take with is your knowledge,
Mm-hmm.
You're only going to take your knowledge with you. You're not going to take money.
Yeah. But if you could spread that knowledge and inspire other people along the way.
Yep.
That's a plus.
It is a plus.
Because the universe is going to say, oh, look at all these things that you're doing to help other people. Well, we're going to send you more prosperity.
That's true.
Yeah. You want some more clients? I'll send you some more clients. You want a better location? I'll send you a better location.
That's true.
But one of the hardest part is a lot of people don't have faith.
Well, let's just say that's part of their programming.
What that is part of the program. Programming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the main thing
just like the Oracle on Matrix when Neos went in and talked to the Oracle, she said, sorry, kiddo, you're not the one. You know, you're not the one. You don't believe in yourself. You don't have faith.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why she told him that, it wasn't because she was trying to be negative. She was saying it because she wanted to deprogram him.
Yeah.
So that way he'll believe in himself.
Because why is that when you tell a little kid not to do something,
he does it.
They go out and do it.
You can't go out and do drugs. You can't go out and stay after 12 o'clock at night. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
What you're really saying is that you can, and he will.
Yeah.
And he will go out and do those things.
Right.
So I guess I can't do magical things. Back when I was a kid, you know, from 0 to 10 years old.
Yeah.
But it goes a lot further than 0 to 10 years old. It goes back generations from his mother
right.
and father's, you know. So that's where we kind of go back and we work with that. And we keep going further back into time. We can even go into past lives if you want. You know, back when you were a pirate. And just kind of figure it all out from there and see how messy it gets.
Yeah.
It might be
yeah,
a messy
the main
closet.
Thing is, you know, that's what creates the heart walls.
Uh-huh.
And those have to be cleared. Because
oh, yeah.
this is not something that, you know, that you might have done, but it could have been, you know, whether it be your father's side or your mother's side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of it's the programming.
That's true.
Because something might not have went right for them during that lifetime and it got stuck in their DNA, those emotions.
Mm-hmm. Mhm.
And those emotions can be very toxic.
I do believe, however, that some things are meant to be and some are not.
Yeah.
I do believe that that can happen. I also believe that you can't take somebody's free will away.
Yeah.
Free will is a big thing when it comes to God.
Mhm.
You know, we don't want to make God angry, so.
Yeah.
So let's not mind manipulate people. Let's just deprogram them. That sounds better.
All right.
You know, we're not using it for dark purposes. We're helping people to see the truth.
Yeah.
So that's our purpose in life, and that's our mission, and we'll just keep continuing doing it. Well, whoever wants to be deprogrammed, come on our show and come try it out and see if it works for you. We are the hypnotists. Me and Roy, we've been trained in hypnosis for many years, and we're real professional in what we do. And hey, come on and join the party. Come, we'll teach you how to get it done. Take out it. The garbage.
Yeah,
it's
all about being open and allowing, you know, this new way of thinking.
Uh-huh.
A lot of it has to do with, you know, like you say, the programming. This was what we were taught at a very young age.
Uh-huh.
And that's why a lot of people are experiencing problems with relationships, with money, you know, with their health.
Uh-huh.
And that's interesting because Sean Stevenson, he says that you have to have, number one, your health. Number two, is your wealth. And then the number three would be the relationship.